Good afternoon, the Exotic Set. This is Kiri speaking.
G'day, how you going? Hey, listen, I've got a mustache parrot that's pretty badly egg-bound. Do you guys look after that or not?
We do. We do close at 5 o'clock, though. When did you notice this girl, should I say?
It's been a little while. We just thought she'd probably pass it, but it looks like it's getting worse. So.
Okay, when you say a little while, is it like days, weeks?
Probably 2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay.
She's done it before, see, and she's got rid of it. But
but
this one doesn't seem to be going.
Yeah, is she an aviary bird or is she?
No, it's an aviary bird.
Aviary bird, yeah, okay, certainly. Okay, what's she looking like in herself now?
Well, it looks pretty good. Looks pretty happy still.
Okay. Yes, we do. We are very booked up tomorrow. Let me just pop you on hold and I'll see what I can do. It won't be a minute there for you.
Yep.
Yeah, so what I could do tomorrow, like you said that we're still quite bright and alert, we're eating, are we straining?
No, it just seems like as if it's not even there.
Okay, sure. I can get you in at 10 past 12 tomorrow, but obviously if we do deteriorate, if we're really straining, anything like we decline, definitely let us know first thing in the morning. We'll get you in as an either emergency admit or that.
Yep, 10 past,
Have we seen you here before?
No, I've never really had too many troubles with my birds, so...
Yep, okay. Well, what I'll do, I'll just create a file and I can book that appointment for you if you'd like.
Yep.
Yeah, what's your first name?
Mark.
And your surname, Mark?
Kyle, K-Y-L-E.
And your email address?
Kylecom, K-Y-L-E-C-O-M for Mary, Kylecom at tpg.com.au.
And is this the best contact number for you, Mark?
Yes.
Okay, and your address?
25 Cameron Road, Burpengary East.
Does this moustache have a name?
Bandit. Can get
and
a bit bitey.
Yeah, sure.
Oh,
and how
she's
old is
pretty
she?
Pretty old, actually. Oh, God, she's probably at least 10 years old, maybe more.
Okay.
Probably even 12.
12, okay. Has she successfully bred in the past?
Yes, yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Excellent.
She killed her mate. Ate its heart out.
Oh.
Never seen it before. Yeah.
No,
unbelievable.
Neither. No.
She got rats must have peed in her food or something and she went nutso. Like I mean nutso. And then you couldn't even approach her. Like I used to handle her and you couldn't even approach her after that. Like she nearly died. She was upside down and I thought, oh, she's gone for it. Anyway, she recovered. But since then, she sort of went nuts, like it affected her brain.
Mm-hmm.
And then since the last maybe 2 years, she sort of calmed down a bit. I mean, she still wants to try and bite you, but nothing like before.
Yeah.
So her eyes get really tight and small and she's going to like getting cranky at you. But she lovely comes up to the cage. I touch her, rub her on her beak and rub her belly and that sort of stuff. So, and she doesn't try to attack me like she used to, so...
Yeah, certainly. Okay. Well, I've got you, as I said, I've got you booked in for 10 past 12 tomorrow, Mark. Yep. If anything changes in Bandit's demeanour, please give us a call. I will send you a questionnaire just to the email that you've provided me, just to give us a bit of insight about diet and housing and stuff for Bandit. But yeah, otherwise we'll see you at 10 past 12 tomorrow.
And any idea what sort of cost?
Initial consult's 170. Moving forward from there, medications, treatment, we'll be able to give you an estimate on that, depending on what we need to do.
Worries. Yep, no problem.
Excellent. Okay, then we'll see you then. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.